I'm Mike Purcell with KRCC and CPR News. A judge sentenced former state senator Sonia Jaquez-Lewis to probation over attempts to mislead the Colorado Senate Ethics Committee. Lucas Brady Woods reports for the Colorado Capital News Alliance.
Jaquez-Lewis was convicted of four felonies earlier this year for forgery and attempting to influence a public servant. The former Democratic senator from Longmont fabricated letters of support last year during an ethics investigation into alleged mistreatment of her staff. At her sentencing, Jaquez-Lewis claimed she never intended to deceive anyone. But Denver District Court Judge Anita M. Schutte didn't buy it.
That lack of responsibility, both in your testimony and your statement here today, by indicating that it was a simple mistake, is somewhat concerning to me.
Jaquez-Lewis was given 2 years of probation. She'll also have to complete 150 hours of community service and pay a $3,000 fine.
More than $2.6 million in federal dollars will help advance a potential interstate connection between Texas and northern New Mexico. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
The proposed Ports to Plains corridor would connect Interstate 27 in northern Texas with Interstate 25 in Raton. The city will use the federal funds to study traffic, safety, and various options for a future interchange there. Additionally, another $2 million from the 2026 appropriations bill will go towards pavement repairs at Raton Municipal Airport. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.